Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled Understanding the Balance Sheet. Tom, the mere mention of the words balance sheet often creates a blank look or a blank stare from many company owners. Is the balance sheet really all that important to understand for the average company owner?
Well, the answer is yes, Bill. Look at it from a practical side. How many company owners have gone to the bank to request a loan and were turned down? Why? Most banks only look at the numbers, and many of their decisions are based on what they see on the owner's balance sheet. Also keep in mind that in many cases, the balance sheet was created by their accountant, meaning the business owner themselves had little understanding of what was on that piece of paper they just handed the loan officer. Business owners need to know what numbers and ratios the banker is looking at in order to make their decision. After all, it's really hard to work on improving a company's numbers when the owner doesn't even know what numbers are important.
You're so right, Tom. And it's not just about the banker. Rebecca explains a lot about the numbers on the balance sheet that every owner needs to understand. The balance sheet really is a direct reflection of the company's financial health, isn't it? Now, Rebecca does a great job of explaining each and every line item on the balance sheet. She's even provided a sample company's balance sheet that you can download and listen as you follow along. She's even provided a sample company's balance sheet that can be downloaded so you can follow along as she's covering the information. This month's presenter is Rebecca Schwartz. Rebecca has a degree in accounting with an emphasis on finance and economics. Over the past 11 years of public accounting, she's worked with nearly every kind of small business, often helping them create accurate balance sheets to take to their banks for various kinds of funding. She's currently a consultant with Schwartz Business Advisory. And now, with Understanding the Balance Sheet, here's Rebecca Schwartz with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
You are probably used to reviewing an income statement at the end of each month to see how much money your company has made. You may see that your sales are strong and growing every month, but for some reason that you just can't quite figure out, you're having trouble paying all of your bills and making your loan payments. For this reason, and for many others, you should be reviewing your company's balance sheet. If you haven't already, please pause for a moment and download the sample balance sheet for ABC Company that relates to this presentation. The balance sheet is a snapshot of your company's entire financial position at a specific point in time. It may be as of the last day of the month, the last day of the quarter, or the last day of the year, but you can easily prepare it for any day. It not only tells you how much money the company has made, but it lists the company's assets, which are things the company owns, its resources. It lists the company's liabilities, which are the obligations of the company, those amounts that are owed. And lastly, the balance sheet lists the owner's equity, which is simply the company's assets minus their liabilities, the book value of the company. With all this information on one report, anyone can easily identify the strengths and weaknesses of a company. So for example, your company may be experiencing a large sales growth, but you are noticing that you barely have enough cash in your checking account to cover your mid-month payroll. By reviewing your balance sheet, you may see that although your sales have increased, your cash balance has not, and you have a very high accounts receivable balance. This then prompts you to start calling your customers to collect the balances owed, which leads you to start better managing your cash flow. This is just one reason why it is important to understand the balance sheet of your company and what it is not only telling you, but also your investors and your bankers if you ever seek to obtain credit. So what exactly does a balance sheet tell you? What do you need to look for? And why do you need to consistently review this report are questions you may be asking. Well, let's start at the beginning. A balance sheet will first list the company's assets, resources of the company at a specific point in time. The balance sheet starts with the company's current assets, those that can be converted to cash within 1 year, the most liquid assets. So as you may have guessed, we will first list cash accounts, which will include petty cash, as well as cash in checking or savings accounts. These amounts listed will be the reconciled balance of your bank accounts and will reflect back to your check register. The next asset listed will be the company's receivables. These are amounts owed to the company by an outside party. One of the most common receivables are those owed by customers, which are called accounts receivable. When you invoice a customer, you record a sale on your income statement and record a receivable for what that for that customer on your balance sheet. When a customer pays the invoice, the receivable amount is transferred to cash, which zeroes out the customer's balance owed. Accounts receivable is a very important number to monitor. You want to collect your accounts receivable as quickly as possible so that your receivable can turn into cash and you can pay your expense and grow your company. If it takes 60 days for your customers to pay you after they are invoiced, and you have to pay your vendors in 30 days, you can predict that you may have a cash flow problem. It is important not only to keep an eye on the total amount of your receivables, but also the age of the receivables. Are the customers 30 days past due, 60 days past due, 90 days past due? The older the receivable, the less likely you are to collect the amount owed. So although receivables are money owed to the company, it is important to periodically review your accounts receivable listing and adjust for those customers that you know will not pay. If you can identify customers that you know will not pay, it is best to record this amount in the allowance for doubtful accounts account on your balance sheet. This amount is then subtracted from your total accounts receivable balance. This will allow for you to accurately reflect the money you can expect to collect and better predict future cash inflow. If you are not sure of what customer may not pay, but historically you have experienced customers that have balances over 120 days past due normally do not pay, or if you have noticed that you have to write off accounts that equal 2% of your sales, you can record an allowance for either of these amounts. Other types of receivables that you may have listed are employee advances. These would be monies you have loaned to your employees that will be paid back through their future paychecks. The next asset account listed as a current asset will be inventory. These items are the company has purchased to sell and will keep on hand until sold. When the company purchases items to sell to its customers, the cost of the item is first recorded to the inventory asset account on the balance sheet. When the item is sold, the cost of the item is transferred from the inventory asset account to the cost of goods sold account on the income statement. Although you have to have inventory on hand to operate, it is important not to have too much of your cash tied up in inventory, as cash is needed to fund all operations of the business. The inventory account should be reviewed periodically and decreased for any items that are obsolete and/or cannot be sold due to damage. Work in process is another item that you report as a current asset on your balance sheet. This is work you are performing that you have not billed for yet. You may have a large job for a customer that takes more than 1 month to complete. The work that you have done, which would be the direct materials that you have used and the direct labor that has gone into the job, will be billed for in the future and therefore is an asset to you, as it reflects the funds you will receive from your customer in the future. Once you invoice that customer for the work performed, the amount listed as work in process on your balance sheet will be transferred to sales on your income statement. Lastly, current assets on the balance sheet also include prepaid expenses. These are future expenses that you pay in advance. A common prepaid expense is insurance. You may receive a bill for your workers' comp insurance in December, and it is for a full year's premium, which starts in January and ends next December. When you pay the entire premium in advance, those months that you have not used yet are an asset to the company. They have a value to the company, and in certain events, if the policy was canceled, the company would receive a refund for those months that were paid in advance. Also, since you are paying for several months of insurance in 1 month, if you record the full 12-month premium as insurance expense on your income statement in 1 month, you do not have an accurate reflection of the income the company actually made that particular month. It is better to allocate the premium to each month as it is incurred. So, as discussed, to do this, you report the months you have paid in advance as a prepaid expense and asset on your balance sheet. Then, when the next month begins, you reduce your prepaid expense asset account and have an increase to your actual expense account on your income statement. You do this for each month you have paid in advance until your prepaid expense account reaches zero. So these are your basic current assets on your balance sheet. If you refer to the balance sheet of ABC Company, you will see that they are reporting petty cash, cash in a checking account, accounts receivable, and an allowance for doubtful accounts, which shows as a negative as this is reducing their accounts receivable. They also report inventory, work in process, and some prepaid expenses. Totaling all of these accounts and subtracting the allowance account gives them current assets totaling $260,200. The next section of the balance sheet is called fixed assets or property, plant, and equipment. This section lists the company's tools, equipment, furniture, fixtures, machinery, vehicles, land, and buildings. These items are listed at cost when purchased and then reported net of depreciation. Depreciation accounts for the decrease in the value of the asset due to age and use. There are different methods of depreciation used for different types of assets, but all assets, except for land, should be depreciated and reported at their net value. If you look again at ABC Company's balance sheet, you will see that they have several fixed assets totaling $850,000, but are reducing this amount for their accumulated depreciation of $85,000, which gives them net fixed assets of $765,000. You should review your detailed fixed asset listing regularly and remove any assets that are retired or that you have sold. If you do decide to sell one of your fixed assets, let's say a truck, for example, that you purchased for $20,000 3 years ago, the balance sheet reports the truck at the cost of $20,000, but would also list the depreciation that has been calculated over the last 3 years. Let's say depreciation is $8,000. So the cost minus depreciation is the net asset value of the truck, which is $12,000. Let's say, however, that you're going to sell the truck for $15,000, which is $3,000 more than the value on your balance sheet. The difference that is reported is the gain of the sale of the company and is listed on the income statement once the truck is sold, and the asset and depreciation are removed from the balance sheet. Lastly, your balance sheet may contain other assets. These will be the value of intangible assets, such as a trade name or goodwill. Goodwill is recorded when a company purchases another company and the purchase price is greater than the value of the assets purchased and liabilities that were assumed. ABC Company lists goodwill of $90,000 in the other assets section of their balance sheet. So the total of all we have discussed so far will give you the company's total assets. This is the first section of the balance sheet. The balance sheet of ABC Company has total assets of $1,115,200. The total of the company's assets will be equal to the next two sections of the balance sheet, the company's liabilities and equity. Liabilities are amounts that the company owes to vendors, banks, and the government, just to name a few. Like assets, the company's liabilities are broken out into current liabilities and also those that are long-term. Current liabilities are those amounts that the company owes that are due within 1 year. Long-term are those amounts owed that are due more than 1 year from the date of the balance sheet. Current liabilities of the company would include payables. The most common are accounts payable, which are amounts owed to vendors or suppliers for items you have purchased. When you purchase items on account or you receive a bill for utilities, you record the expense on your income statement and the amount owed as accounts payable. When you pay the bill, that amount is removed from the accounts payable and your cash account is decreased. Other types of payables may include interest payable, which is interest that is calculated on debt and is due within less than 1 year. Also, any credit cards the company uses would also be classified as a payable. The total credit card balance should be reported as a current liability, even if you are not paying off the balance in full every month. It is important to review your company's payables and manage them wisely. If possible, it is a good practice to time the payment of your payables with the collection of your receivables. Also included as current liabilities would be accrued expenses, such as payroll and payroll taxes. If the payroll period for your company is the 1st through the 15th and you pay your employees on the 20th, you should report the total amount of payroll, which would include all wages, commissions, bonuses, and benefits, as an accrued expense. This should be reported on the balance sheet on the 15th since you have an obligation to pay in the future. Then, on the 20th, when you pay your employees, you would show a decrease in your cash account and you would no longer have the accrual listed on your balance sheet. Similarly, when you calculate payroll on the 15th and you deduct taxes from your employees' paychecks and calculate the company's portion of payroll taxes, you should report these taxes as an accrued expense as well. Since you may only be required to submit the taxes to the government every quarter, you have to keep track of the taxes you collect every pay period from your employees and the amount of company's payroll tax portion. These taxes that you retain and are responsible for forwarding to the government are accrued payroll taxes. When the funds are sent to the government for payment, the accrued expense is removed from the balance sheet and the cash account is decreased for the same amount. Unearned or deferred revenues are also current liabilities of the company. These are down payments or prepayments from customers for work to be completed in the future. These payments are listed as a liability since the company is obligated to perform the work in the future, and if they do not, the monies would have to be returned. When the work is performed and an invoice is generated for the customer, the unearned revenue would be reclassified from a current liability to sales and would be listed on the income statement. So other than payables to vendors or credit cards, if the company has debt due within a year, such as a line of credit with a bank that is up for renewal each year, the amount currently outstanding would also be listed in the current liability section. Also, the current portion of long-term debt should be listed as a current liability on the balance sheet. If the company has a 5, 10, or even 15-year mortgage, the current portion of the mortgage, those principal payments that are due within a year, would be listed as a current liability, while the portion of the mortgage that is due after 12 months would be listed as a long-term liability, which we will discuss shortly. So, if you took out a $10,000 loan for a vehicle that is payable over 5 years, the payments due in the first year, $2,000, would be classified as a current portion of long-term debt in the current liability section, and the remainder of the balance would be listed in the long-term debt category. The total of all these liability accounts would give you the company's current liabilities. Having an accurate listing of current liabilities is key for knowing what the cash outflow of the company will be in the immediate future. You, as an owner, will want to monitor your current assets and liabilities to make sure that you have enough current assets, cash, accounts receivable, and work in process to cover your current liabilities, accounts payable, accrued expenses, and your current portion of debt. So let's say you are going to the bank to apply for a loan, or you are renewing your company's line of credit. The bank is not only going to ask you for your company's income statement, but they are also going to ask for the balance sheet. The bank is going to review your current assets and compare them to your current liabilities. They may then calculate your company's current ratio by taking the current assets and dividing by the current liabilities. This tells them how easy it will be for the company to pay its obligations. If this number turns out to be more than one, then the company should not have a problem paying its payables and short-term debt. If the number is less than one, then it tells the bank the company may have some cash flow problems. So let's take a look at the sample balance sheet provided for ABC Company and review what the bank sees. So, in the case of ABC Company, their current assets are $260,200, and their current liabilities are $160,000. This is already good for the bank to see, more current assets than current liabilities. So if we divide these two numbers, we see they have a current ratio of 1.63. Since it is more than one, the bank knows that they should be able to pay their current liabilities and therefore look favorably on them to repay the bank if they should choose to loan them money. Similarly, banks may also calculate your company's working capital by subtracting your current liabilities from your current assets. If this number is positive, it tells them your company may have enough money to pay its short-term debt. The larger that this number is, the more confident a bank may be in deciding to lend money. If this number is negative, you can already guess that you may have some issues in the future if things don't change. So in the case of ABC Company again, we subtract $160,000 from $260,200 and see that their working capital is $100,200, so we know they can comfortably operate. So we've talked about current liabilities, those due in 1 year or less, but what about the mortgages or the 5-year loan for the vehicles? Debt that is due in over a year is categorized as long-term debt. So back to the previous example. The $10,000 loan for a vehicle payable over 5 years lists the payments due in the first year, $2,000, in the current liability section, and the remainder of the balance that is due in years 2 through 5, $8,000, will be listed in the long-term debt category. This same process is true for the 30-year mortgage on the building or the 3-year loan for the equipment. ABC Company's balance sheet lists their long-term liabilities of $400,000 to include a mortgage payable and a note payable. If you as an owner loan your business money that will be paid back to you, this would be classified as a shareholder loan. This would be a current liability or a long-term liability, depending on the terms that you as an owner set. You may try to stick to a monthly payment schedule to pay off in a year, which you would classify as a current liability, or you may make payments to yourself as cash flow permits, which you may classify as a long-term liability if you feel the company may need some extra time and you're not in a hurry for repayment. Depending on the terms you set is how you classify this loan. The current liabilities and long-term liabilities make up the total obligations for the company. So in addition to the two ratios we already discussed, the banks may also look at, a company's total debt divided by the company's total assets, the debt ratio. This will tell a bank if your company relies on debt to finance its assets, or if the company is able to cash flow at a degree where it can purchase its own assets with little debt. The lower this ratio is, the better, meaning the bank would look more favorably on companies with lower debt ratios as they view them as more stable. So if we take another look at ABC Company's balance sheet, their total assets are $1,115,200, and their total liabilities are $560,000. If we divide those, we see that they have a debt ratio of 0.5, which can be seen as reasonable by the bank. The last section of the balance sheet is the equity section. It is sometimes referred to as owner's equity or stockholder's equity, depending on how the company is structured. This section of the balance sheet will contain common stock of the company, any additional monies the owners have contributed, which could be called additional paid-in capital, and any non-payroll distributions the owners have taken, sometimes called draws. It is important to know that additional paid-in capital are not shareholder loans to the company, and draws are not repayments of a loan. Lastly, the equity section contains the retained earnings of the company, which are the net profits of the company for all years it has been in business. If you look at ABC Company's equity section, you will see that they report common stock, additional paid-in capital, and owner's draws, which are being subtracted, and lastly, their retained earnings, which in total give them an equity balance of $555,200. The equity section and the liability section should also always equal the assets of the company. ABC Company has total assets of $1,115,200, and total liabilities and equity that equal $1,115,200. So all of these accounts together, your assets, liabilities, and equity, are your balance sheet. The accounts we have discussed are those you would expect to see on a balance sheet that is prepared on an accrual basis. Accrual basis means that you recognize income when you earn it, when you complete a job and invoice the customer, and you recognize expenses when you incur them. The other option of balance sheet reporting is cash basis, which reports income only when you receive the cash and expenses only when you write a check to pay them. You would not see accounts receivable, work in process, accounts payable, or unearned revenue on a cash basis balance sheet. An accrual basis balance sheet will always give you a more accurate picture of what is going on in your company. You should use your company's balance sheet as a tool for you to better manage, plan, and predict the future of your company. Since the balance sheet reflects your account balances at a specific point in time, it is good practice to run comparative balance sheets to see the trends of your company. By comparing your balance sheet accounts from March 31st of this year to March 31st of last year, you can see how your cash, accounts receivable, accounts payable, and debt are trending. Are your accounts receivable increasing based on an increase in sales? Or are they increasing because you are not being aggressive enough in your attempts to collect? It is also good practice to calculate the ratios we discussed, your current ratio and debt ratio, for the comparative periods to see if your ratios are improving. If they are improving each year, you are on a good trend. If they are not, you may want to take some time and research the changes that have happened in the company to see if this is a temporary setback that will correct itself just due to timing, or if this is a if this trend is a warning sign of trouble ahead and you may need to take action to correct. So there you have it, the balance sheet, the full reflection of your company's health. In short, you want to see more assets than liabilities. You want to see your cash growing and your debt falling, your accounts receivable being collected in the shortest amount of time, and the payables to your vendors being paid timely. Always review your balance sheet and use it as a tool to run your company successfully.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. we teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.